This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, two great radio stations along the GCN Live Radio Network as well as USA Radio Network, and selected markets where Salem media stations have picked up our show. And, of course, we're in some of the major cities in the country. And, of course, we're all across the country on some of the leading independent stations, too. And don't forget, you can catch us around the world by going to the Internet or the satellite. And bingo, there we are. There we are. And Maria in Germany is doing exactly that. Hello, Maria. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Goes for our FedEx and UPS drivers as well, and our bulk mail center drivers hauling the mail all across the country. Now, our suicide jockeys are very important to us, too, because they haul the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, so we can get around from wherever we need to go to wherever we need to get back to. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Donald Trump's social website, The Truth Social, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. You can go over there and find out all sorts of things about the guests we bring on and things we're doing, and there's an events calendar there and all that. And right now, the guest that we're going to bring on is none other than the professor of politics, Mr. Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Well, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Well, it's a beautiful morning here. We've had a little bit of rain. Now it's cloudy. 82 degrees outside, once again, 82 degrees.
Wow.
Think I'm in the desert, huh? All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope you get it.
Absolutely.
Now, time is running out for the people in that submersible. They got about 30 hours of air, is what I keep hearing and seeing on all the different reports. That being said, there is an attack sub, which is specially designed to listen and hear things in the water, that's right there in the area, helping out. I also was told that the noise, the pinging, whatever it is that we're hearing, some sort of banging, is still being heard. So that means that somebody may still be alive. For how much longer, we don't know, but they're going to have to really get on their A game if they want to rescue these people alive.
Well, you know, Captain, we're hearing from the Coast Guard and from the U.S. Navy and others that they are bringing every asset that they possibly can to bear. Some are still moving into position, but when it comes to trying to spot a 21-foot craft that could be on the surface, although at this point I don't think that that is the working theory. But if it were, you've got the most expert people there who learn how to find things on the ocean, in the vast ocean like that. Then you've got the sonar people with these aircraft, especially that drop these buoys in, and they know how to listen. And then you bring in the U.S. Navy attack sub, as you're talking about, and they're professionals at what they do. So everybody is doing literally everything they can about this, and hopefully, our prayer is that they're going to be successful.
Well, the Canadian Coast Guard plane yesterday was the first one to pick up some sort of noises in the water, and then it was heard by a ship over top of the Titanic wreck, and then the submarine heard it.
Yes, that's right. And we understand, too, Captain, that the earlier lawsuits that involved OceanGate, which is the company that built the Titan, which is the submersible, there was a lawsuit that alleged insufficient prototype testing that could put these passengers of such a submersible into great jeopardy. Unfortunately, and then these are all things that we're learning much more about in the coming days. But right now, of course, the top priority is to try to find it and then get the people out and unbolt this the submarine hatch, because that cannot be done by the passengers. It has to be done externally.
Well, the missing sub's rescue is unlikely, and what it's going to be quite the drama. But I certainly don't want to wish them any bad luck. We pray and we hope that they're able to get these people out of the dilemma they're in. All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle, and we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Overnight from 2 to 6.
Alrighty, and that was a live in-person interview we did with a police officer back when they had the shooting in Atlanta at the Burger King that started the riots up there, and it all happened over the taser, and the guy tried to grab the taser and this, that, and the other, and the officer finally fired a shot to defend himself before he got tased. But anyway, we stand behind our police. That's one thing we do here, and we will do. So there you go. Now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, will be right back with us here in a minute. Right now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Nissan, of course, is the vehicle of the brand that they sell. But the one thing about MossNissan.com and their dealerships is they can pretty much get you whatever you want. You tell them what you want if you don't want what you're looking at, and you just might be surprised as to what they're able to do. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, veterans, first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, sheriffs, state police, security officers, both on the job and retired, as well as church pastors, too, can get great deals afforded to them for their service to our communities and our country. Now, Moss has got locations on at 19 and 54. That's the flagship store in Newport Richey. They also have Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And, of course, they've got the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville right there on State Route 50 backed up to the Suncoast Parkway, which is the toll road right there. So take a look, see, go to the website, mossnissan.com, see what it is that you think you might want to get, and go see them. Schedule an appointment, go see them, and tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you some money along the way. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay. We understand that in Arkansas, a judge has struck down the Arkansas ban on gender care for minors.
That's right. It was a first-in-the-nation ban of what they call gender-affirming care for children, and the federal judge, Captain, evidently is saying that it's unconstitutional. So this is U.S. District Judge Jay Moody. This is a permanent injunction against the recently adopted Arkansas law, which would have said that doctors are prohibited from providing what they call gender-affirming hormone treatment and puberty blockers or surgery to anyone under the age of 18. So, Captain, I mean, this is very concerning, obviously, because when you have children or minor children involved, this is a very, very concerning thing.
Well, it is, and you got to wonder.
Well, it's exactly right. Exactly right. Now, Arkansas, of course, passed this law for the very reason, I think, of not having minor children have this kind of treatment. But it's interesting that it's referred to as what they call gender affirming care. And, you know, and I understand the terminology, but here's the thing. When someone's a minor, we as a society, we don't allow them to enter into a contract. They're not able to go out and live on their own. Yes, I understand there's some special cases where you have what's called an emancipated minor. But generally speaking, children are children, and we watch after them for a reason.
Now, the Fed is exploring ways to speed up bank oversight and strengthen the stress tests for banks.
Well, that's exactly right. The whole idea, as I understand, of course, is to try to head off some of these other issues that have come up in recent times, because obviously we don't want to see another problem happen as we saw with the SVB bank. This kind of thing. And so when these stress tests are put there, they can maybe more identify problem areas. And of course, SVB Bank is a very interesting case because there was a lot of mismanagement going on, a lot of risk that was assumed without trying to counter some of that risk in a professional management way that would be traditionally regarded as good banking. So hopefully by having a little bit more scrutiny, we'll be able to head off another crisis. And the SVB Bank was certainly a crisis.
Speaking of good banking, Marquette is in Michigan, correct?
Marquette, I think, well, there is a Marquette, Michigan, and that's located up in the UP.
And they have the college there, right?
Yes, but this is not in Marquette, Michigan, I believe. It's in a different place. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to read the headline because it doesn't say where it's at, and I was assuming it was Michigan. Maybe I'm wrong. It says, Marquette professor says the American flag is the source of fear and anxiety. What a jerk.
Yeah, isn't that something? Evidently, this professor says, his name is Dr. Grant Silva. He's a professor of philosophy at Marquette University. Says, I get a little bit anxious. This is his words. I get a little bit anxious around the excessive imagery of the flag, in part because, in my experience, patriotism quickly slips into nationalism. He's an associate professor of philosophy at Marquette, and he said this in an interview on Flag Day.
Patriotism transfers into what? Nationalism?
Into nationalism.
What's wrong with that?
That's right.
What's wrong with being proud of your country?
Well, precisely. And so evidently, this is just paraphrasing him, evidently, the American flag signifies something different for people of color, according to Silva, who recalled traveling with his family and encountering a more intense and brutal sense of patriotism. It's that kind of rhetoric, it looks like.
Jeez. I think they ought to send him back to school. Not as a professor either.
Yeah, and I think this is in, there is a Marquette in Wisconsin, so I think this is where this is emanating from, and not Marquette, Michigan up in the UP. But either way, Captain, this is, you know, the American flag. And I think it's safe to say that the American flag with the red, white, and blue and all 50 stars, it signifies the unity that we have with the ideas that America is founded upon, right? And as we talk about, liberty and justice for all, I mean, these are the hallmarks. So the flag becomes a target to try to literally tear down because the unity of America is signified in the flag. That's why I think you have all these different flags, like, oh, my flag is this, well, your flag is that, and all this kind of thing. But yet, if there is only one thing, I mean, you hear this, it's almost like a meme, but the one thing that, if only we had a flag that united everybody, well, that is the American flag. That's what it's there for. And it's gone through over this almost more than 200 years. And it has stood, and it has been there through thick and thin. This is what we need to be rallying around. And this is why I think you have some people want to tear down, they want to tear down the symbolism of the flag.
Well, to round things out for this segment, we have a poll that says 57% of the voters say Joe Biden took a $5 million bribe as vice president. Meanwhile, 66% say he did discuss his business dealings with his son, Hunter.
Yeah, I can imagine, Captain, that nobody believed, as far as we know. I mean, I know there's a percentage that probably believed Joe Biden when he said, I don't know anything about Hunter and what he's doing in his business dealings, and that was all campaign stuff. But it doesn't pass the credulity test. If you have a son or a daughter and they're in business or they're doing something, you're not going to know anything about what they're doing, like what their job might be or if they got a great new client or stuff like that. Give me a break.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, will be back with us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition.
2 o'clock in the morning and news breaks. When you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I'll see you there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The search continues for a missing vessel used to explore the Titanic, but there may be some hope. According to an internal government memo, crews searching for the vessel carrying five people say they heard banging sounds in 30-minute intervals yesterday. It's unknown when the noises were heard or for how long. It's believed the submersible has less than 30 hours of breathable air left. Search efforts are focused on about 900 miles east of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Water rescue expert Butch Hendricks says the rescue effort is no easy task because the sub appears to have no technology to signal its location on board.
There's no emergency deploy beacons that can tell you where it is. There's no beacon or emergency transmitter on it itself.
One possibility is that the submersible has become entangled on debris from Titanic. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. I'm going to bring Patrick Hyland into the mix along with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. So good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Captain.
There you go. You both said that together. All right, Patrick, what's going on in the world of sports?
Hey, man, well, we had some issues down in South Florida. Mr. Tariq Hill and a marina employee got into it, fighting at the boat dock, so that's not a good look for the Dolphins or the NFL or for Mr. Hill. So hopefully they'll get that resolved. He had a great year for the Dolphins last year. He had a great career with the Kansas City Chiefs before he went to Miami. So the guy is one heck of a ball player. But sometimes, you know, these guys just football's a violent game, and I think it brings out a lot of the temperament in the guys. Captain, what's your thoughts about that?
Well, there's a lot of head injuries in football, and a lot of these guys don't take care of it. And you never know if you got some guy that's flipping out because of an injury, and they're, you know, that sort of thing.
Great point, Captain. CTE. You know, we talk about it when it comes to our military personnel, you know, the number 22. Too many suicides by our, you know, military guys. It needs to stop. We control a broken arm, a broken leg. Let's start controlling the mind. It's just as important as the rest of your body, if not more important. So I want to get to that immediately. Talk to Kyle a little bit about the L.A. Angels. They're looking good, man. I hope Otani stays there
and does some good for that organization in the area. I know you're hoping the same thing, I believe, Kyle. Is that correct?
Well, I really do. You know, I think that, you know, when I'm at the stadium and at an Angel game, the fans love Shohei Ohtani. They also love Mike Trout, but there's a real sense of the fact that Ohtani and Trout both just seem to belong there. And there's a lot of goodwill going to those two, well, all the different Angels, of course, but especially our two big stars.
Yes, absolutely, Kyle. Now, Mike Trout reminds me of Evan Longoria when he used to play for the Tampa Bay Rays and then left. It's sad when the stars of your franchise leave, and there's a variety of reasons when that happens, but it's just part of the profession. Willie Mays is going to be honored at the Richwood Field in June, you know, at the end of next year, which will be nice. The Negro Leagues tribute game for him, so that's pretty cool stuff too. So a lot of neat things happening in the sports world too. The Rams agree with terms with running back Michelle, a great running back from the Georgia Bulldogs, all our friends up there in Georgia, Captain.
Y'all, man.
And I'm surprised that Gibbs, you know, sold a minority stake in his NASCAR team. I didn't think he would do that. But, hey, if he thought that was the best and whoever bought in, God bless him. That's a nice investment for them. Because the Gibbs team, I think, will always do well. Joe Gibbs, great Christian man, has always been a winner wherever he's gone, from college to pros to NASCAR.
True.
So we're real glad to see that.
Very true.
And, Stuart Haas Racing makes some crew chief changes there. So, you know, just kind of some backdrop to what's going on in the sports world, you know. And we'll be getting here to the All-Star game here real soon in baseball, July 4th coming around the corner. Good old Independence Day. Anything, Captain, on your mind in the sports world that you'd like to discuss or questions?
Well, we still don't have the field settled for the big finish to NASCAR. There's still some possibilities, yeah. Some guys getting in by winning a race or two. So that's going to be interesting to watch the next couple of weeks.
Oh, you betcha. I'm curious to see what the pole positions are going to be for this upcoming weekend. There's six spots up for grabs. And it's going to be, you know, very tough to see who makes it and who doesn't. I can't even predict. And then when you get in, it's just like any playoff scenario, especially in NASCAR, just as much as football. Those two, anything can happen. But even this year in basketball and hockey, 2 8-seeds, the Florida Panthers and the Miami Heat, 2 8-seeds made it to the finals. That's the beauty of sports, in my opinion. Kyle, I don't think you've seen that in your lifetime. I know I haven't. 2 8-seeds go all the way to the finals, which is pretty cool.
Right. No kidding.
Tampa Bay Rays have 51 wins. They're leading the division over the Baltimore Orioles, who have 45 wins. So I don't know how they can keep that pace up, Captain, but it'd sure be neat if they could go 51-25. You know, over the next 76 games. Boy, they pull that off. That'd be pretty impressive.
All they got to do is go 500.
I think so, Cap. I think you go 500. You know, we have, what is it now, 85 games, 88 games to get the math right. So 44. Yeah, I agree with you. If they can get to 95 wins, I can't see them not winning that division unless something really crazy happens. So that would be cool. It's kind of sad. We have the AL Central. We have the Minnesota Twins leading the division, not even playing 500 ball. So I wish they would.
Way to go, Rocco Baldelli.
Yeah, I like Rocco, and God bless him for that. But, you know, I just don't like rewarding teams just because they're in a division and they play under 500 and get in the playoffs. It happens in football, too. I just think it's something that sports. Bucks needs to fix. I really do. But
well, when the Bucks used to be in a division with the Green Bay Packers, that was a 500 division, and pretty much a team that was, you know, 4-4 or 8-8 or whatever wound up going to win the division.
Yeah, exactly. And I just don't think that's the way it should be. I mean, it's not rewarding, you know, excellence. That's rewarding mediocrity. But, you know, maybe one day they'll fix it. Out west now, the Angels are right on the heels of the Rangers. They have 41 wins, and the Rangers have 45. So that's what's going on at the American League. National League now, the Braves, 47 wins. Marlins 42. So the Braves, if they play 500 ball the rest of the way, Captain, I believe they'll find a way to get in there also. For all our friends up there, Cincinnati's been very surprising this year. They're bringing up some young kids. The pitching's been better. That's a ballpark that a lot of home runs are hit. So you have to respect the pitching of that ball club. That division's up for grabs. Everybody's playing right around the 500 mark, a little bit above it. So even the Cubs, they're 35 and 38. If they could get on a roll and do something, that would make some of our friends.
Harry Carey's smiling.
Yeah, there you go. Boy, he was fun to listen to say the least. And then the Arizona Diamondbacks are leading the division out there in the West over the Giants and the Dodgers. The Dodgers have just been kind of lurking around there, Kyle. I know you're an Angels fan, but if they get hot, they could be a force to be reckoned with out there, to say the least. So I'm sure a lot of people out in your neck of the woods are pulling for them in their Dodgers fans, correct?
Uh-oh. Could it be? Might it be? It's the Lone Stranger.
I love it, Cap. Well, hey, don't be a lone ranger out there when it comes to your insurance needs, or if you need any help with your Medicare or Social Security questions. I'm here for you. My name is Patrick Hyland. Love to have a cup of coffee with you. Sit down and go over with what you have and how we can make it better. There's always hope for gain. Let's not lose out on any opportunities to where we can save you some money and get you better benefits for yourself and your family. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Let me give the number one more time. 813-966-1052. You can text me on that line also. And if you want to send something by email, some people like that, Captain, it's P. Hyland, H-I-G-H-L-A-N-D, at netzero, you have to spell it out, .com. Captain, God bless you and Cal and the whole audience, and I'll talk to you Friday. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Patrick Hyland, everybody, the Sports Zone quarterback, and Kyle and I will be right back to wrap the show up, and we should be hearing from the real estate and the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes, and talking about a little business and talking about these mortgages, because mortgage rates are continuing to drop. All right, we will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets. and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty. Well, the final portion of the final segment of the Captain's America today, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, my longest-running sponsor. Of course, when it comes to blinds, when it comes to shades, when it comes to shutters, there's nobody, better than Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, they're located down in Sarasota at 4540 Clark Road. You can stop in or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. Now, set up an appointment. They'll come out. They'll take a look at what it is you want to do. They'll make some suggestions for you. And, you know, if you need just some repairs or you need some parts, or you need some cleaning or some installation, they'll do it. Make sure you tell them I sent you, that the captain sent you. That'll help you out with the price a little bit. And, of course, if you spend $100 there and you're a veteran or a first responder, you will get a discount. Now, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Just schedule an appointment or just stop on by. Local, experienced, knowledgeable. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Alrighty, now we have got in the house on the phone the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes, and we're going to bring him on with a special introduction. So here we go. Get ready, folks. It's about to get real.
Hello.
Hey, you're riding your horse in the studio here. How's that? Do you like that?
Yeah, I am pretty good. Horseman, grew up doing rodeo, so yeah, that's right up my alley there.
Yeah, well, see, you know, the Lone Ranger, everybody knows who the Lone Ranger is, and the Silver Bullet and Tonto. And Silver!
Yeah.
I owe Silver! Yep. So there you go. So how you doing today, my friend?
Yeah, blessed and highly favored, brother.
Good. Now, listen, I think things are picking up a little bit. And Kyle, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, I think things are picking up a little bit because the mortgage rates are continuing to come down in different parts of the country. Not everywhere, but in different parts of the country.
Yeah, yeah. So in the, you know, the real estate side and the mortgage side, you know, they coincide together, of course. And, you know, it's in the residential side, there's still, you have the low inventory in a lot of places across the country, and especially, you know, in our home area in Tampa Bay and Florida, you have this low inventory. And then when you look at the commercial side too, the commercial side of real estate, we talked about a 13% vacancy rate. You know, that's the highest on record with residential or commercial real estate rather. And then the housing starts, you know, housing starts are kind of sluggish as well. Permits are somewhat sluggish. And so it's all dictated on demand. But I feel like in certain areas, the builders and the municipalities need to allow more of these permits to just to happen quicker. You know, because if people are hurrying for inventory in a lot of the places in the country.
Well, I was out driving around the Lakewood Ranch area in Bradenton last week, and I noticed that there's several brand new apartment buildings going up. Now, I thought apartments were kind of like a thing of the past, and they weren't really getting into it. But, I mean, I must have seen a half dozen different locations where they were building apartments, big ones.
Yeah, because the rents are so high now. You know, they can demand builders, developers, you know, they landlords, they can demand, you know, record rents. So that's, they're doing that. And, you know, what I don't like when I drive around and I see those apartment buildings, I don't like the construction material that they're using. They're using press board, that USB or OSB press board, and it's a far inferior product than I think they should be using. But I guess it's to code. They're doing it to code. But that's not good. But that's not going to last long. And then you know you think about hurricane ratings, storm ratings, you know, of course as well. And it's a challenge, but yeah, it's an interesting study that we did last week. We came out and we looked at who's the number one dynamic or demographic to be going after right now for if you're in real estate sales, and it's age 61 and above. That is the demographic that is most active in selling real estate. It's 61 years and older, so it's pretty interesting to see, you know, how that plays out in the different dynamics.
Kyle, what's going on in California? Is California a dead state?
Well, I don't know that it's a dead state per se, but I think that, you know, you're going to have, obviously, their cost of living issues. There are other, I know, real estate issues that are going on. We're seeing, even here in Orange County, we're seeing now large retail spaces literally being now converted into something like apartments, where big retailers like big Barnes & Noble or other large retailers, they're losing their leases because the developers or the property owners want to establish a different kind of use. But also we're seeing things like in San Francisco, because of the crime, we're seeing large buildings and large developments literally being left behind, and Lord only knows what they're going to be able to do with them, because they're just going to be big empty buildings. What do you think, Brandon?
Yeah, I see. I think that's definitely a similar trend. And, you know, the work-from-home crowd, they don't want to go back to the building, so on the commercial side, they're not going back to the office. Now, some do, but the majority don't. They don't want to. And, so what we saw is an exodus from New York, cities like New York, LA, Chicago. Those were the top three to lose I think it was New York lost over 200,000 work from home type workers that said, hey, I'm moving to red states. I'm moving to Tennessee, Texas, Florida in record numbers. And I know in California you had a similar, you know, exodus, you know, mass exodus to Idaho and Arizona and, you know, some of the states close to there. And it was interesting, too. The study went on to talk about how they a lot of people are moving to vacation areas, vacation cities where they normally would, you know, go for a vacation. They said, hey, we can live here now. So I think that's a trend that you saw, and I think that will continue.
Yeah, and the other thing is that I'm not so sure that the rents are coming down any, but in some areas where the people are moving out of the cities, they've stopped moving the illegals in to take their place because the building owners were saying, hey, they come in, we leave.
Wow, yeah, I can see that. That's interesting. It's you know, it's part of the bigger picture, too. And, you know, when you start putting the whole puzzle piece together, it's a favoritism towards large corporations, because the large corporations are going to push the woke agenda. To favoritism towards the open southern borders, because, you know, the left wants everybody and their brothers and CCP coming through. They don't care. They don't like our country. And so it's part of this great reset.
Well, tell us how to get a hold of you, Patrick. Listen to me. Tell us how to get a hold of you, Brandon.
Yeah, sure. I'm Brandon Rhymes, the Real Estate Quarterback Show. And 813-917-1894. And you can call or text that line. It's 813-917-1894, and the website is consumerqb.com, consumer, and then QB like quarterback.com.
All right, thanks a lot, Brandon. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, and Kyle, another one in the can, so to speak, and it's been a busy night. We've had a lot of things. I'm going to be very curious to see what happens, because the Republicans are just teeing off on this sweetheart deal that Hunter Biden got. And, I mean, it's going to be an interesting day. Plus, we got to keep our eyes on the submersible, because they got to find him. If they can't find him today, I'm afraid that they're not going to find him at all.
Yeah, so prayers for the people aboard the Titan, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So you have yourself a great day. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain. Make it a great day. Talk to you soon.
I'm going to. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And you know, folks, last night, mugs at the ICOT Center, great crowd, great people, happy to be back out and talking to everybody, shaking hands and whatnot. Also, of course, don't forget this weekend down there, the gun show down in Port Charlotte. I won't be there for that one. That's just too far for me to go. Hopefully you get a chance to do that. By the way, once again, local representative Anna Paulina Luna has introduced another bill censuring Adam Schiff. They're going to keep trying till they get the votes and censure the guy and get him to shut up or put up or something. But anyway, have yourself a great day. Remember, this program is all about we the people, and what we the people can do. We run the show. They don't, we do. Vote the bums out that don't deserve to be there. You got your opportunity to do it. God bless America. See y'all later.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.